Blog Talk Radio.
Drama. We about to burn the motherfucking streets up with this shit. Breakfast Club. I want to welcome everybody to the motherfucking Red Room. This ain't a mixtape. This is life. Get 'em. It's been a long time. Get reacquainted with the world famous. You know how on point my aim is. Long range snipers. Clash of the Titans, chrome piping. And it's 300 like Leonidas. Snub in the bubble goose, riding down the interstate. Where fiends put the needles in the arm and let them penetrate. Leaning sideways with my fitted straight. The 27's on point, the paint job a New York minute late. Check my automobile, no clouds in my stones. Projects ringing, standing by the corner store. Two Glocks on me, bang bang, if you want a war. That was 05, now we born and known as tour. Screaming out thug life, pouring Bellevue on your hall. Money, I'm involved with it, wake up and ball with it. Kobe Gasol with it, uncut raw with it. Chop bricks, take trips, OT. Before I had a goatee, I used to bag the OZ. Yeah, fish scale, nigga. What up, ghost? Then fashioned by the oak tree, moving by the coke leaf. Drama let the llama nick niggas like Charles Oakley. Nigga, don't insult me. I banana boat, B-R-C-K-S's, and stuff them in the Lexus. I'm sitting fat like precious, Christ upon a necklace, and I keep them clips on the dresser. Yes, sir, I'm about to ball, Louis bag the fucking mall. Bitches, money, and fast cars, nigga, I want it all. Yeah, word to my kids, nigga, I want it all. NASCAR game, why the fuck would I stall? I'm the franchise, nigga, Chris fucking Paul. Empty out the cannon, hit your bitch, you the truck and all. Withdraw 200,000, and then fuck it all. King of the hill, got a dime bitch cut and raw. She bagged the last nigga, I unzipped, she sucking soft. Black Superman, yeah, I'm a butter law. I put this hollow tip a quarter inch above your jaw. Eat out a fucking straw. Blindfold your bitch, toss her in the trunk. After the first 48, that bitch smelling like a skunk. It's a rack, I rack when I rack the pump. Throw me in the gang module and tell them rack the bump. The Breakfast Club, nigga, no Captain Crunch. This for my dog niggas that eat cats for lunch. I'm hungry, like I ain't trapped in months. So nigga, act and stunt, my Glock pack a punch. Or rockin' heckler cots and Sylvia Pine box. Leave your hair wrapped for months while I pass the blunt to my niggas. We all rocked out, what's up, Jigga? Sometimes I be in BK with Fab on the freeway, Lincoln Continental, and I copped it off the eBay. I pop sham like it's my B-Day. Horsepower under my hood like it's the Olympic relay. My flow right on time, no delay. I raised $1 million, send it off to Chile. Words to my Red Cross, I don't fuck with Red Cross. I'm all mad, nigga, EA, I'm in VA. Money talks with Dre and Pharrell on three-way. Them 28s, that's my DJ, they spinning shit. When I took trips OT, I never rented shit. I just dropped and copped, and then I tennis shit. Diddy and Mike, guess I'm all about the Benjamins. In it for the benefits, I'll be down to 10 and 6. Tell them give me a porterhouse and some egg Benedict. Damn, that was good. But I'm still hungry, and I'm living it. I be out in Venice, shit. They say Weezy Jordan, nigga, I'm on my Pippin shit. They say Drake LeBron, I'm on my Mo Williams shit. If T.I.P. is Kobe, then fuck it, I'm Derek Fisher's shit. Long as I'm in the starting five, I'ma get it in. Cause I promised the city of Compton I would get it in. I was outcasted, Andre Benjamin. Now I slide through with my Dominican women friend. She like, put no ceilings in, yeah. Giuseppe Hills, expensive wines, Paris Seal. It ain't tricking, I just spend money on cheap grills. Big Phantoms, Sweet Wheels,
backseat like a club, make them bitches eat pills. Take Patron shots to the purse with chrome Glock. J Electronica, it's a dome shot. So I had to steal it, nigga, I had to kill it. I was the turtle in the race, I made the rabbit feel it. Yeah, keep running, nigga, house it by the subway. Fill it through the project, come through the Murcia Lago, a foreign object. Number one prospect, the day that I was drafted. After Magmatic, unleash the fucking bastard. Don't respect none of you niggas, get in the casket. Talking ratchets, never touch the fucking automatic. Drama, this is tragic, put it in the plastic. 88 bars and run and throw it with my other classes.
Drama, you should've warned these niggas, I'm about to kill them.
Yeah, trash bag it. This is crack, and I know you've been fiending for this. Come get your packs. I do it for the music, nigga. Fuck the plaque. Ain't on no B shit, but it's still fuck the rap. And when I'm in New York, I set a bunch of traps. Put the cheese where they can see it, and if you stunt, you clap. Catch them in the club, that's when I stump them flat. Nigga, get up after that, go get a fucking bat. I tell you about these fucking rats. They either snitch or bend over to catch. No matter how you look at it, I hate fucking rats. Get my bottle of Ciroc and I twist the cap. Sit back, watch the NBA playoffs and roll it back, yeah. Real fat, yeah, all I do is stack bread. In the hood, on the wall like a fucking fathead. 2 9s on your back, 1 sack, yeah. This my block and you niggas can't trap here. Unless you wanna get clapped here, head whack, yeah. I'm killing niggas, I should have 100 tats here. Celebrate your death, toast bottles and clap beers. It's gonna be a cold summer, come through like bird. The Red Phantom bullshit, 25 Steve Kirk. The beat insane, just blazing this motherfucker. The car's outside, the cave's in this motherfucker. I should let off a couple strays in this motherfucker. Fuck that, trying to get laid in this motherfucker. Yo, tell your friends, get with my friends. Yeah, meet me in the parking lot. License plate aftermath, screaming out fuck 50. Wouldn't snitch for half his cash. If he wasn't such a bitch, nobody would've had to blast. Send us down to Jacksonville, don't make me have to rap your jack. Cause I'd rather be in Sanjo Pay, I'm packing bags with bitches that speak French. How you say catch a cab? I don't trick euros, I don't trick pounds. I bowling ball bitches till I knock them all down. Like the 93 pot, I get around. Duffels by the staircase, crack by the back door. Navigate my way through the south, I used to trap, ho. All the way through Queensbridge, moving packs, yo. Might have lost a couple friends, but I got my gat, though. Blast foe, my rat foes could never stop my cash flow. Had a Nike box of hundreds when I was in that RAV 4. But now I pull up in that truck with the crash ball, with the mag low, give you everything that you ask for. Sometimes, I could be a fucking asshole. In the bank with my mask off, look at this nigga AR. Don't take your fucking mask off, just empty out the cash drawer. We on a suicide mission, but we don't give a fuck. Cause if we make it out, bigger house, bigger truck. I'm in a strip club with a Glock, nigga, what? Give me your bitch, she got a cuter face and bigger butt. I ain't gonna do shit but pour champagne on her. Hit it from the back and watch half of the Laker game on her. Don't put that back on, too many cum stains on it. Run a train on her, call cartoon, have them tattoo my name on her. Star Trek 2, you know what? Fuck it, aftermath too. Put a little smoke around it, then take it home and pound it. Helicopter outside, nigga, I'm surrounded. Had a spot in the jungles till the fucking feds found it. Mama, your son got a public announcement. I got 5 million in the walls and the couches. Don't even think about it, we got cameras, dogs, and guns. Ask Pepe, he was there, he can vouch it. Threw it in the trash can on some Oscar the Grouch shit. A bunch of green popped out, time to reroute shit. Settle down in Mississippi, got a down south clip. And my niggas like, we ain't know all about this. And any nigga ever snitch, got his fucking mouth fixed. You get 25, he get his fucking throat slit. Cut him like filet mignon and throw him off a boat, bitch. Beat him to the sharks, then dock the yacht. Oil in the water, damn, the ocean's so thick. Time to finish off his niggas on some trench coat shit. It's a drug war, real life grand theft. Catch you in the street, fuck you up and hit your man next. Come through on some retarded shit. Just spraying text, where my dogs at? Tell them I'm crazier than DMX. Lazier than Chinese eyes when I'm puffing that. Blueberry, I ain't talking where the muffins at.
Roll up a sour diesel with some more, nigga. I split open the Dutch, then I'm stuffing that. You should get a flight to California, come fuck with that. That's all you, go ahead, hop in the truck with that. Take your damn cash bill and hit Young Buck with that. Don't bring nothing back, Border Patrol cuffing that. I ain't trying to see the pen, I have to get my knuckles racked. I wake up real early, keep lunching fast. This shit easy, you rap niggas, my punching bag. I got some combinations, nigga, Pacquiao shit. Talking about you popping tags, talking about you popping Chris. Where you get it popping at? Nigga, you ain't popping shit. But an X-Pill, as I turn the Lex wheels, I got a mean phantom, very upset grill. Tell him why you mad, son, that nigga pulled a fast one. You know who you are, when I see you, that's your ass, son. But I'm in the club, throwing shots like my last gun. It's 2 o'clock, yeah, gotta make a cash run. Yo, go get the truck from around the corner, tell Wack I'm in my side. Into the 7-Eleven, bout to blast one. This nigga AR will not keep his fucking mask on. Deal with it when we get to the crib. You niggas is wildin'. Wait till we get to the crib and split the fucking money up. Hit the block and dummy up. Shave the onion, slice it down the middle. That's a tummy tuck. That's how we do it in Compton. Fuck the police. Defend my hood like an NHL goalie. Sometimes it's cold on these motherfucking streets, nigga. Iced out rolling. And I still remember everything that Drake told me. Red polo fleece, sipping on that OE. Never been to jail cause I never had a Cody. Do it just like the OG. Cut the Impala in half, insert the gold D. And bounce this motherfucker till it got a slow leak. Flatbed, pick it up, and you know me, I'm going with the car all night, no sleep. Gotta get this motherfucker back on the strip. Next day we in the red Phantom 4D. Kids running up to the car, block off the whole street. It's the ice cream man, like the OP. Cali like the Lions O-line, it's where the hoes be. BC running shit like a nosebleed. Don't get it confused, the screw like codeine. More swag than the niggas from the show me. That's your bitch, I'm about to mack her like Goldie. Shit, together we can rule the world, baby. Blacked out Cartier's, Four Seasons caviar. Spray a little Diddy on it, that'll get their panties off. Niggas see me in the lobby looking like Danny Soft. Catch me outside where I can let this fucking cannon off. Suit to the woo, bet I let this cannon off and put everything in the clip right where you standing, dog. Ride off in the Mozzie, like can I ball? For the bucks, I'm trying to get it like Brandon, dawg. Young Money, clearly NBA Rookie of the Year. I'm still standing tall, wish the Twin Towers was. Take innocent lives, that's the type of shit a coward does. I'm just reminiscing, smoking on the sour blood. Take a couple more hits and pass the shit around the bus. You can't tell me shit, I just seen 1,000 drugs, 100 rounds and 10 drums. That's 1,000 slugs. One day I flipped the kitchen table, found a bug. Kept looking, found another one right around the sub. Hey yo, fam, can you hear me? God damn, I was taking a shit. Then I seen one by the tub, feeding my fish. It's a wire right by the rug. Dumb motherfuckers, this is not where they buy the drugs. That's salami in the kitchen that we frying up. The world full of bitches, all the niggas dying up. They stretching niggas out for crack, all the fiends trying dust. We got some mean smokers for the sack, they tie you up. Quarter sack and get the pound, brick burn the house down. The connect ain't gonna think that shit is funny. The fuck is niggas laughing at run up? You got some cash in that, knock on your mama door. Your head sitting in the bassinet while I'm on a G4, smoking up half a jet. Off season in New York, smoking up half a jet. 246 bars, ain't broke half a sweat. Just got half a mil, gave the hood half a check. And I done shot it out with probably over half a jet. Sometimes just for the love, the other half respect. That's that hood shit, I'm living good, bitch. Out of my mind, like breaking off half a X. Moving through Hollywood faster than a bag of meth. Yep, niggas better watch they step, lest they in a fraternity. But that ain't concerning me, let's get back on this ape shit. Back to the basics, cold words, flip birds in the kitchen with cake mix. Yeah, Betty Crocker that, then hit the block with that. Cut off khakis, house shoes, and a stocking cap. It's wild, these white jeans, red tip socks. My flow at 38, don't make me have to cock it back. Shoot it like Olajuwon and bring the old Rockets back. Two holes in your face where your sock is at. Bring the whole hood out and show them how to drop a rack. They got them brand new Porsches out, I'm copping that.
V12 under the hood, ain't no stocking that. Panoramic sunroof, me and this chick watching glass. My hood lights, cameras in the bumper. Watch your ass, get your ass smoked around these parts, youngin'. What the fuck you thought? Ride up banging too short. Smoke you like a Newport, nigga, this ain't New York. I'll be in the jungle with lions or in the zoo lost. But with my wolves, they're dying to get their tools off. City of angels, be careful who you cross. Niggas are running Mr. Chow's and taking fucking jewels off. Rapping all that goon shit, we all know that you soft. A baby's ass in the Martha Stewart face claw.
Or a box of cotton, stay pushed to your right.
So, nigga, you stay on your rap shit while I stay on my trap shit. Mop, bust the gat shit. Buster hit me like you wrote 400 that quick. Nah, 282, and that's just cause the track's sick. 120 more, welcome to the liquor store. Same one as Frog sent me, little nigga, get the raw. And I did it, see the block, I'm with it. Who you think got all these niggas in them Cincinnati fitties? Yeah.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades. specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah, True West Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tighten them white dudes down your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Let's go. Turn
the
lights. Turn the lights.
Hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio. Let me rewind this back one more time. Hold on, let me see if this shit gonna happen right. Come on. What the fuck is going on? Happy birthday to Ham Love. His birthday was yesterday.
Yo. Appreciate the love, man. Appreciate the love.
Go Ham Love. It's your birthday.
It's your birthday. Go Freddy.
And Connoisseur Chris.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. It's your birthday.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
Hey, he said he wants some strippers to go with that.
He got to get his own goddamn strippers. I can't do nothing for you, man.
Send something my way. Yeah.
I can't do nothing for you. You got to get the strippers on your own. True West Radio, what up, man? This is West Coast Wednesday, man. Happy birthday, Hev Love. We weren't able to do nothing yesterday, but we going to do something today.
You know
what I mean?
Show up before work. That's all I can say.
Hey.
Show up before work. I think I'm going to bring me a four tonight.
Oh, drink you a what?
A four.
A four?
I'm going to leave.
Oh, shit. Oh, Lord.
My new shit, I'm finna get Texas.
No, nothing.
I'm finna get Texas. What's this up? Waiting on this soda water apparatus. Yeah, I'm finna get Texas.
I was reading that story. Usain Bolt, he got like $17 million. No, he got $12.7 million missing from his account. His account balance right now is $12,000.
Wow.
His attorney, lawyer don't know where his money went. So they said they're going to have 10 days to return it, or he's suing people.
I seen that. Right. I seen that. That he lost all that money out of his account.
Did you see that?
Because how you gonna have like all these millions and then you only got a couple of thousand in your shit? I'll be mad as fuck. Somebody about to get shot.
You see Dak Prescott girlfriend broke up with him?
Nah, I didn't see that either. Mm-hmm. I'm breaking news like a motherfucker. I know I heard about the you say boat thing.
Yeah.
Foxy, I ain't heard about nobody else. Man, he
I got breaking news.
That's crazy. Wait, anybody dumb enough to put their money in crypto deserves $12.something million missing. That's what he did?
I will.
You more than
likely?
Hell no.
I
ain't needing nothing about no crypto.
I ain't playing this shit.
Well, we don't know, but I'm assuming that $12.7 million out your account. I mean, how did it just come up missing out your account? Who had access to your account? Did you trust somebody with $12.7 million
in your money? My nigga, he put his money in some corruption. That's whatever. He got fucked up.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know, man. Somebody got to pay for it. I don't give a fuck. If I got all these millions in my bank and then I fuck around and go to my bank account and all that shit missing except for like $12,000. I only got $12,000 left? Oh, hell no. Yeah, somebody got to pay. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Anyway.
Yeah, I'm also still taking birthday donations. So if you want to send me $1, $2, 50 cents, 75, you know, something like that, you give them Cash App, you know, send me $1 sign. Give a little 22, you heard me.
I tried that on my birthday and it didn't work.
I just want to hear a jingle. I mean, we'll try it too. Scratch game on Saturday. Let's see what happens.
Hey, look. I tried that on my birthday. That shit was like, eh.
Let's see what happens.
Oh, my God. Ooh, man. So what did you wind up doing? You just hung out on your birthday?
I stayed in the house. I ain't go nowhere. I ate out. Well, I got treated. I called them the regular restaurant, and they gave me something I wasn't supposed to have. But it was my birthday, so I said, fuck it, and I ate it through the course of yesterday and today.
What?
Shout out to Pizza Hut for sending me one of them big-ass cookies that they be making.
I didn't say shout out to Pizza Hut.
Manager real cool up there, yeah.
Right.
We know it's when you call me and then we know it's you, we know what you want. We'll see you after a while. You know, and get to know how much you're gonna order just show up with something.
Yeah, then, you know, happy birthday to my nigga Connoisseur Chris. His birthday was yesterday.
Yep.
And then, shout out to my nigga PG Knockout. His birthday was the day before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wish I could have got him on the show.
Yeah, that would have been nice. Would have been nice.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't I didn't call it ask him or nothing like that? He probably would have called. Happy birthday, Wendy. I'm sure. And motherfucking DJ Heavy Love.
And you know what? It was something crazy because I really was like expecting a half-ass turn up. You know, at least have me something to drink, something to smoke. Well, you know, you celebrate. It ain't no fun to smoke and not drink.
Yeah.
You know.
So that's kind of why I was kind of excited yesterday. Bruce, I was, yeah, most of all, you had to be chilling, you know. At least I was glad I went in the hospital for my birthday.
Hell no, that's wrong.
I made it on my birthday, yes.
I was happy. My auntie came over here, and I didn't see her for my birthday, but she came over here and brought me a gang of trees.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh. Yeah, that was... Yeah.
That's really what I wanted.
Got me trees. I was like, hell yeah.
Cause shit, I knew what it took for me to get up now. I hope somebody ran me some trees. I can start cooking with that shit.
Hold on, y'all.
Yeah, I'm gonna start doing using them spices and everything the way they supposed to be used for complete nourishment.
Where you at now, hell, Lord?
I'm at home, man, by the grace of the Most High.
Y'all go y'all be right now.
At the house. Fuck this situation, man.
We kept talking about Wiz in that club, and I was trying to find out from Wiz what the alcohol rule is.
And she and BYOB.
Oh.
Bring whatever the fuck you want, bring.
So they won't let you sell it.
Huh?
I said,
no,
so
you
they
gotta,
won't let
you sell it. You gotta get a CNBC permit.
That's what I was telling Buddha.
To do any sales in Texas.
Yeah, so that's why I was telling Buddha
then,
hell,
listen. Now, you can buy as many bottles as you want to and get a liquor away.
Right, but you have to mark that up in the price.
My point exactly.
Right,
that
so
comes
that's
out
why
of the price.
They wouldn't be paying no $10 to get in. They'd be paying
$20. That's another thing I was going to tell you. Is that if you charge more than $10, you have a problem getting the crap.
Well, that's what I told Buddha, that I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it if it don't make sense. It don't make sense.
Your money,
you sit up here and pay $700 for no building, DJ and security, and you ain't made a quarter. Charge $10, and you get 200 people to show up, and you ain't made a quarter.
Right. You don't make sense. You got to pay little towns like you here. You got to do an odd thing. You got to do odds and there, but you can't just go in that motherfucker just thinking that just across cracking between here and there, you're going to have all these folks supporting you. That's not the case, bro.
You got to know
these streets and the way they move, man.
Yeah, I know how
to do it. What kids to go to the advertise?
Because
you can't just... Run to every city to ever side. You know what I'm saying? You can, but you can look for something crazy to happen at night.
Well, like I told Booty, it wouldn't be waste. It'd be a waste of time to even do it. If they ain't gonna pay $20 to get in, and you got furnished drinks, and $20 to get in, $10 to get in, you're going in the hole. $700 for what you call it? $300 on security, $400 on DJ. You in the hole already.
Yeah.
Hey, look,
yeah.
I still got mine while you bullshit.
That's why
you have to get strategic to make money. You can't just go in there thinking you're going to give a show and make some money. You got to go in there, give them the liquor, charge them $15 to get the dough. Give them the liquor, sell merchandise. Sell food.
I don't know where the hat at, but I got the suit.
That's where you win. That's how you win.
Yeah. But
you
can't sell the merchandise. You ain't got no merchandise.
Hey, to call my radio show.
You got to know how to have your picture booth.
Yeah, I'm doing the radio show right now.
You know what I'm saying? You got to have your picture booth. Whatever artist you get that's supposed to be performing. Make sure they come hang out in the club and not just walk through the door.
$15, you can't get an artist to perform. You going in the hole. You can't get no artist to perform. You going in the hole.
My bad, y'all.
If you're not playing the numbers right.
No,
I'm gonna show you something. You can go in there at $15. and you might get 700-800 people, right? Okay, you go in there for $20 with the same scenario.
He said the parking lot ain't big enough for
700
people. He said the parking lot ain't big enough for 700 people.
We don't know how big the parking lot is. He ain't never parked nobody in the back of this motherfucker.
Down in Texas.
And besides, this club up here called Escape. That's 2.5 acres of land. You can't tell me what you can't park out there. If you clean the whole parking lot out front and back.
Y'all trying to do something in the damn parking lot?
He got enough room to do something in the parking lot.
But shit, like I said, if you only got 200 people in the club and you talking about an artist, $3,000 artist, then you renting the club for $700, then you pay a DJ $400, $350, $400, pay security $300, you in the hole because that's $5,000.
Yeah.
And at $10 a head, you had to have 500 people in that $10 a head just to break even. So why would you do it? Just to break even.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Good Ali, Zone 24 TV. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, yeah, hey, what's happening? True West Radio with your brother Buddha Ali. Zone 24 TV.
Go ahead.
Zone 24. What's happening, Mr. Webber? Man, hold on. I'm trying to get to the...
Yeah, get to the point. Yeah, get to that shit.
All right, back to the... Yeah, I'm back at y'all. What's happening, man? Your brother Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV. Hustlers Never Sleep, Buddha Hype Promotion. Representing their Docs Entertainment in the United States of America right here on True West Radio. The most dangerous radio station on Blog Talk, man. And it's a hump Wednesday, a true Wednesday. Yay, yay, Wednesday, baby, true.
Yeah, I love for you to break the whole thing down, boy.
I didn't do the Oklahoma text and all that, but, you know, I had to shorten up because I go on and on.
Hey, I don't care.
Hey man, but hey, I got the salute you another year. Y'all done took over the thing, and y'all 49ers serious business, man. Y'all done really did it again. Y'all the cram, y'all beat us, man. I don't even know what to say.
Didn't you make a bet with me too?
No, sir. I started to. But I let the big money man, Mr. Everywhere, handle that. I let him,
Somebody else made a bet, and they won't come forward. I don't know
it
who
wasn't
it is.
Me.
I'm gonna go back and listen to all these tapes. Somebody else made a bet too.
I want to know if you want to run that bet back. Now I'm gonna let you have it.
What do you mean run the bet back? Your team is gone. That was the whole goddamn point of betting. Oh, Lord. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Well, Dallas Cowboys fan. Never cease to amaze me.
But I think next year we play y'all, we gonna win, though.
Yeah.
I know what?
What,
when I turned on the TV and started watching the game, the shit just started fucking up. I said, "Well, I ain't watched them. They be winning. When I go to watching the motherfucker, it seems like it just I don't know. But I don't blame or sign the one because last year was the quarterback, but Mr. Edwards said this year was the line."
What now? 3 years in a row, we done fucked y'all up.
Wait a minute, 3 years?
Yeah.
I thought it was two.
No, it was three.
God damn.
We been going through this for so many years.
No, we that been, used to be the 49ers. That been when they played on Tampa, didn't it?
No, they did not. Hey, look.
They played in the Super Bowl, didn't they?
No, the Dallas and 49ers can't play in the Super Bowl because they're in the same division.
But it seemed like the Super Bowl every time they play.
That's what it felt like to me.
That's what it felt like to me every time. That's why I thought they played I know when they played Joe Montana, but I knew they were going to win. With Joe Montana come out, Rice came out. They bring that Craig come out. They bring all the veterans. I thought, oh, yeah, they finna go to win this motherfucker. Now you see all them motherfuckers.
Y'all, don't make me play the song. I ain't gonna play the song no more.
It seemed like the last quarter, they just, that wasn't even moving, like, it's just like, that wasn't even dance with nobody, they just, I don't know, man, she was fucked up.
Hey, I can't complain, shit. Somebody else better. I gotta go back and listen to the tape.
Send me your address. I'm gonna see one of these 49ers shirts they got up at the show. So I'm going from Arkansas to Boston.
Okay. God damn, so shoot your ass, man. You ain't been that slick to a can of oil.
They only go in a size 3X. It might be a 4 on now.
I'll take a 3. 3 is good for me.
It says the 49er Empire.
My street twin, he a Cowboy fan. He bought me one the other day for my birthday.
I'm going to send it to you. I sent it this morning. I sent that shirt this morning to my wife with them. So, where she worked at, they had them 49ers and Cowboys.
Yeah.
That was pretty quiet. Everybody tried to air, they did them. I thought God got on get big trouble.
I was going to look it out. Shit, oh, no, we just got to see what's going to happen. We got to see what's going to happen on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, I had my partner. He was going to call in. He was 49er fan. Oh, Baptiste, Mr. Square, you know, Baptiste going to call in. He's 49 too. We were arguing. He said, put me on the show so I can be on there with y'all with all them 49. Those are my people. Put me on the show. He said, I'm my people that are 49.
Hello.
And boy, he showed up, said that y'all going to lose. I said, yeah. And he called me. I think I got the phone Mr. Edward. Mr. Edward was on the phone with you when they won. He saw Martin on the phone with Scratch. You all know who he is. He started breaking the combination down on the vault. He had to go in there and peel out the stack. He saw sitting down. He saw Martin on the phone with Scratch right now, Boogie. I said, yeah, Ali.
Hell, love called first. Hell called first. And Mr. Edward called right after him. I was like, okay. Oh, but that motherfucker confetti. I think confetti owe me some money.
That's who it was, man. I do cool like that. My cousin, everything. We all related, but it was
Matt.
The boss. On the boss is the debt. So what, cousin?
I think
it's
confetti.
Me and had 25.
Yep. But somebody else said, I got 25 on it, too.
Confetti? The underboss,
oh,
y'all.
Yeah.
Chime in. Pull
oh,
them
yeah,
up.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to look back. Somebody else owed me $25. Hell, I had
it
to pay
me,
y'all.
It wasn't me, though.
I'll
fit it, bitch.
It
wasn't me, though, big cuz.
Somebody owe me $25. I'm getting ready to go back and do some investigation on this whole situation. Trudy, what's up, baby? You ain't seeing nothing. What you doing?
I was talking. Y'all start talking about the game.
Okay, we on.
Julia!
What's up, Buddha?
What's up, God?
And hell, love.
Hell, love got put time out because he had too much shit going on in his background. Let me see if he right.
Oh.
I thought I had my phone muted. I had to throw him in the corner for about 10 seconds.
Had to mute it.
I'm the one that bought up the...
You be rocking that mic. Julie, you be rocking that mic. You be rocking that mic. Boy, you be finessing that mic, girl.
Thanks, Buddha.
She white. Get the fuck out of here. She white.
I'm talking about her. Why she approach you? Why she approach that mic? Shit. And she be killing me.
Thanks, Buddha.
She wild. Get the fuck out of here.
Whatever.
Look, hey. You know what's wild is I had a verse with Cheyenne Fox. So I sent it. Trudy is on. She about to go on and lace that song. So we might try to throw that out there soon once she finished.
He ain't playing
the other.
Huh?
He ain't played the other stripper song me and you got together.
We could. We got a shoot on that for a minute. Sit on that one for a minute. Now you know what? Cool. I didn't even load it up. I might load it up and let them hear.
Cool.
Yeah, we got stripper songs like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it is Hawk Wednesday, so make it drop.
Yeah.
Drop it like it's hot, like your boy say.
Buddha,
we're going to
have something together,
Buddha. Yeah, bring me on now. I need to get, man. I was just telling some, I ain't heard no song in a long time, but I still got him. I got to get my mind back on it. I just got so deep in this promotion thing. But I still got that ancient. I got that ancient on phone.
Okay.
Yo, y'all motherfuckers be calling from so many different numbers. That confetti, yo.
214?
Yeah. Last number, 1300.
What's up? It's Sexy Red.
Huh?
Sexy Red. What's going on, people?
Oh, shit. Hanging like white balls and two broke niggas in the swap meet.
How y'all doing today?
Oh, shit. What's going on with you?
Man, I'm out here pushing league basketball team. I've been doing...
Pushy league
basketball team. They are here at the MLK Center on Mondays and Wednesdays. You just got to feed them. Spaghetti, corn, garlic bread, and mixed vegetables. And some mixed fruit and Gatorade and water. Thank you, Miss Lisa. For coming out from all the positions and feeding the kids. So
that's what I've been doing.
Hold on, let me.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, man.
Yeah.
Sex Red, you be out there doing. That's one thing about Sex Red. She get out there and make it happen on the promotional side, you know. She's like me. She's definitely a foot soldier in the game. And you got to think about it. She in the fourth, fifth largest team in the world, Dallas, Texas, man. And sometimes she be a one-woman team. She be like, you know, Wonder Woman on this stuff. You know what I'm talking about? A real-life superwoman like Karen White. You know what I'm saying? So I salute Sexy Red because she do what she got to do, man. don't give a damn what nobody says. She connects the camera on the phone.
I went out there to shout out to Wilma Hutchins High School basketball team, Pinkston, and they went out there. I went out there, seen them. They played Carter last night. They lost, but I went out there, supported them last night after I got off of work before I went to UPS, and then I went to see them again, play North Dallas, and then they played Lincoln last week. So I've been out with these kids for the last couple of weeks. Pushy Leap. I've been pushing them. That's the AAU team, basketball team that I've been pushing. And they out here. Coach, I'm listening.
Talking about losing. How about them Cowboys?
Oh, shit.
Look. We don't, we, hey.
I had to stop the music for that one.
Y'all can say whatever y'all want to say. I got me a jersey, a sweater that say win, lose, or tie. I'm always be a star. It doesn't matter. If they win, lose, or tie,
uh-oh,
I'm still going to be a star.
Uh-oh.
I was
bonafide.
Hey, that's the most motivation that you can have.
I'm still about to win. They cheated, though.
I'm saying bye-bye.
It was a mixed game. This is my thing. Once the game went to Vegas, who knows who fluked it?
Fluked it?
We don't know who put money.
You sound like Donald Trump.
Say that
again.
Huh?
What'd you say it again? I couldn't hear you.
This is the thing about politics. I don't know who got no money on that game. I don't know who fluked the game. That part. But I'm going to forever be a Dallas Cowboys star because that's where I was born and raised at. You know what I'm saying?
But you said, what you said about Las Vegas?
Let's meet the Washington.
Y'all gonna force me to do it.
I got to see the kids. You know me and Stephanie. Yes, look. Thank you so much.
Y'all gonna force me to do it. Don't make me do it. Okay, I'm gonna do it.
Look, y'all can say whatever y'all want to say about that star, but look, Dallas got their money and everything. We got Pepsi. We got Coca-Cola. It don't even matter. We still at home. They still make the money come down here to Texas. That point.
Hey, Tessaway, let me ask you a question.
I'm listening.
When y'all, I see you on the live stream. Y'all had a long table. Y'all were feeding the community then.
You said that. I can hear that in the voice.
Hold on a second. We got to go through the transition.
Okay, I'm cool.
Okay. So you have to do your thing. Y'all won the Super. Y'all going to the playoff, but the game is something. But anyway, that y'all the other day y'all were live streaming. Miss Sand, Sexy Red. Y'all had a long table. Y'all feeding the children in. What was that?
That was the Pushy League basketball team. Pushy League basketball team that I'm pushing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the Pushy League basketball team.
Food
we give out food. We give out snacks.
Uh-huh.
We give out water, Gatorade, and hot food. We gave out hot food today with spaghetti, garlic bread, and corn, and a fruit salad today. So we gave away a hot plate today. Last week, they gave away chips and Gatorade and some popcorn and stuff. But this week, we got hot food. So I want to shout out to Miss Lisa.
Awesome.
She came all the way from Arlington to give hot food. She got a little nonprofit that she's doing.
Oh, she's nonprofit. That was just for the ass. I thought maybe she might have been like with Eastern Stars or Lodge or something like that.
No, she got her own food thing that she does. She sells food, but she also gives food, too. So she gave us hot spaghetti plate today. She came out of Austin, Texas to deliver the food. And she gave enchiladas to the show last time. So, shout out to
how many plates y'all probably had? About 400 plates? Three, 400 plates?
It was about 50 plates.
Oh, that's good.
Well, that's cool right
plates.
There. That's cool right
the
there.
So they got hot spaghetti. They got some corn. And they got a mixed vegetable plate. And then she bought some juice. And I bought Gatorade and chips for them to have cooked. And she had cupcakes.
Damn, I wish I want some spaghetti now. God bless it.
That just sound good, though.
Yeah, I want some spaghetti now, man.
Yeah, she got some good spaghetti. Good thing of spaghetti, too. One of bullcrap spaghetti. Homemade spaghetti.
Mm-hmm. That's what's Shout out to her and they're looking out for, looking out for the less fortunate. You know what I mean?
A lot of times. Coach David, Coach Mike. There's a couple other coaches. Coach ISO. I don't know. There's two other coaches that I haven't formally met. But it's two other coaches that's out there doing their thing. And it's the kids are from ages 4 all the way to 14.
God, that's cool right there. Well, shout out to y'all.
And a summer league.
Good looking out for y'all to look out for these people. You know what I mean?
Cool first and foremost, I'm all about feeding the people, feeding the homeless, and make sure these kids know that it's folks out here doing good deeds for them.
Right.
Yeah, that's tight right there. That is real tight. What a clap to that.
So shout out to Brother Nikolai, Superstars and Justice, First Promos, and Mr. Patterson for PCM Group.
Yeah, that's what's up.
And I thank God for them to come out and support everybody.
Yeah, I was talking to the homeless, not to break the break what we talking about. Well, I was talking to the homegirl Kimberly because she gonna be out here this weekend, and she was saying it was like a mad tornado in Houston. So I had to call and check on her and see if she was cool. Oh, she's
for real?
Bad
storm.
Yeah,
we had one down here somewhere.
Mm-mm. All right, Trulia, what's my line?
So we had two of them. Tornadoes in wintertime.
What is my line?
With tornadoes and floods. I'd rather be with the Crips and Bloods.
I can't live somewhere with tornadoes and floods. I'd rather live in the land with the Crips and Bloods. See, y'all be out there with that bullshit. See, that's some shit that you can't hide from. You know, you just got to hope that the damn tornado take a left turn or something like that. It be coming towards your house and it just go whoop, go the other way. I can't fuck with no tornadoes. I can't fuck with no floods. I ain't. No. I cannot deal with no tornadoes, floods, Crips. I'd rather be with the Crips and Bloods. Oh, yeah, I had to call the homegirl. She going to be up here on Sunday, to see if they got their house blew away. Shit. I'm trying to tell them. Damn, I got to go to the store. I think I got enough money to get a pack or something. If they got some more. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna see what's going on. I'm gonna go around there. All right. Well, what's up? But yeah, I can't do that, man. Y'all live out there with all that danger. That shit's dangerous. That shit's danger out there. I can't do it. And everybody out here talking about some damn talking about the damn earthquake. Hell no. Hold on, let me see something. I got to see if my song loaded up. One of my favorite songs. I ain't never played on True West at all. Let's see. I'm about to play this shit if that motherfucker come up.
Ooh.
What the hell? What's that damn song there, man? I loaded that song up a long time ago. Hold on, let me see something. This shit's fucking up right now.
Don't be messing up. Get that song right. Get that song right.
Huh?
I said don't be messing up. Get it right.
Hey. Get on my back, nigga. I'm trying to see why my song ain't on here, man.
I know y'all heard about the people.
Who?
The people coming out of the center of the earth. They coming out the center of the earth. Say it's getting so hot in the center of the earth, they got to come on the outside. People been living in the center of the earth. They coming out. Their cities inside the center of the earth. Coming by over there where the North Pole is at. The glaciers are melting. The people coming out the cave. You'll see, watch what I tell you. As many, they said more people inside the earth than on the outside.
I'm lost.
Remember that white man, it's a white man caught one on camera. And he went back to find it. And they actually killed that white man. He found one of them coming out the cave. On his way home, he recorded it on a video and put it on TikTok. And like for a whole month, he been trying to find it. And then, you know, he had cars coming outside his residence, and he ran out there with the camera like, who are you? And they just drove off, you know. So, yeah, then he eventually came up killed, you know.
I don't know what the hell y'all talking about. Y'all got me fucked up.
They're going to wake up, Buddha.
There's people that's, okay, they live inside the earth.
Yeah.
There's cities inside the earth. Them caves they be going into with the crystals and all that, they actually lead to cities inside.
Mm-hmm.
They've been there now. They tell you in the Bible. Some of them went when the great flood came, they went in there. They've been there since the Great Flood.
I don't know. I'm lost and discombobulated with that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all be talking like my son. My son be talking about the same old type of stuff. I'll be like, all right, whatever. Hell.
Oh yeah.
You know my thing is this. Prove it to me, and then I believe it. You can't prove
it to me. Let me tell you this. A lot of those people coming across the border, some of those people are the people who have been living inside our planet. But they're going to tell you they just crossed the border, illegal, blah, blah, blah. A lot of them people, we ought to know, a lot of them people, just think about it. If the Haitians are coming up, we know they've been coming for years, and the Cubans and Colombia and so forth. But right now, 280,000 people a month come over to the United States.
Okay. And what
you
want
to do with Tupac hiding out at? Huh?
I said, you think that what Tupac's hiding out at?
Man, look here. He been in the center of the earth. He listens to the show right now. Pop, what's up? Let's play, baby.
Pop said he on the ground, but he ain't been down the earth.
Hey, if Tupac is listening to this show, you know my address. Come through. Please.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, that bitch, Punk called by nickname, Mr. Everywhere, no, because he was in the Army. He know a lot of secrets about our planet. He don't tell us. Since they gave him the shot, he put like he done forgot. But you remember telling him, tell
they did me like Brutal Lee Farnsworth. They waved that pocket watch in front of me. They hypnotized me.
I'm for real, though, Pete.
Like,
hey, Pete, don't tell the truth, Mr. World.
Forget everything.
You know about what I'm talking about.
Forget everything. Forget everything. Okay. Oh, my God.
Mr. Edward, one day we were talking, Mr. Edward went off.
I'm a tiger.
Mr. Edward went off. I said, you all right, man? He had an arm. He clicked like he went into shock. I said, Mr. Edward, man, you all right? He just wouldn't say nothing. I said, Mr. Edward, he started sweating, took off his glasses. I said, Mr. Edward, you all right? He would never say nothing. About 20 miles, then he started talking.
You know
why
I couldn't say that? Eat that goddamn triple, well, they got a triple platinum cheeseburger, about 3 pounds worth of meat. That's why my mouth was wide open for 20 minutes. I said, he didn't even breathe eating that hamburger.
Boy, y'all crazy. Mm. Hey, but Miss them Dave and Mr. Elway, we used to roll, boy. We were gone.
I told them that the other night on the show. I said, we used to eat good. Everywhere we go,
boy.
I'm going to feed you. I told the fat people down here, we going to eat good. We going to eat
good. Like a motherfucker. That motherfucker said 20-pound cheeseburger.
Hey, 20-pound. It was 10-pound.
Yeah, I told Scratch every time we rolled.
It was 10-pound cheeseburger. I ate that motherfucker.
Then we went to... When we met the Memphis, we went and ate them steaks up there in Malvern, remember?
At the
Mexican restaurant.
Oh, yeah, at the Mexican restaurant. Burrito, man.
Yeah.
Look at that. Burrito, steak.
Yeah, steaks and shrimp. Yeah, I had the steak and shrimp. Well, we eat good every time. I told Scratch, he come down here, we going to eat. We eating steaks and shrimp on big plates.
Mm-mm.
Amber. He taking a Mr. D to get that big, tall beer.
And the big tall ones, you got two of them. Two big
where
tall sizes. Three bottles of
Houston on the 3rd. Okay, say that again.
You said I've been trying to get you to
come to that show on the 3rd.
On the 4th.
Oh, on the 3rd.
Well, you probably want to leave on the 3rd to get up in there. You might want to leave on the 3rd to get up in there, baby. That's right. You get down there at Ace time. You been down there before, ain't
you? I've been to Ace time before my daughter stayed down there.
Oh, yeah. You ought to through the door.
Yo, we got
to Red, Miss Fine and Wine, Kimberly, truly a boy that's going to kill the game. Y'all finna kill the game when y'all pop up in there.
Hey,
that shit gonna be 2 pounds.
Julia,
we got
something special for that.
Let me see how much a ticket is for me, Julia. Say it again. I say how much the ticket is for me to get in.
Oh, I think it's 20 or 25 at the door. It's
okay.
15 right now.
Hey,
right now, what?
They 15.
Well, how I get the
$15
one?
I'll send you his profile.
Okay, I need the $15 one because I could buy that one tomorrow.
Mine's free. I'm not paying. I mean, I don't pay.
I already know you don't pay, but I'm coming to visit.
Yeah, come on with it.
We got something.
Make sure you plug on Miss Fine and Wine, Julie.
Look, I'm on tour right now trying to find me a rental car.
I said, make sure you hook up with Miss Fine and Wine when y'all get down there, too.
Oh,
yeah,
y'all wait to hook up with her. Oh, but she get ready to do something real special this time.
Whatever she doing, I got invited. I said I'm coming to support. I'm renting me a car. I'm driving down there, and I'm leaving because I got to be back here in the fort because I got KNON on the 4th at 6 mm-hmm. o'clock.
Hey, you know what? I told KNON the pieces the last time I was in Dallas and left. Well, not the last time I was in Dallas, but when I was younger, I told KNON the pieces.
I got my friend McKinney Williams Jr. He come from a rapping to blues man with his dad. So KNON then heard him and his dad playing while they was in the hospital sick. Now KNON got him a whole song on the radio. How about that?
Oh yeah, well KNON is it was a community radio station when I was out there.
They still
that
community.
What you talking about?
KNON radio, because that was when I went out there and I told Dr. Rock ass up on the turntable.
They still community people.
Yeah, I was like 19 years old. I was out there.
You're from Mississippi.
We was in Keys Park. I remember we was in Keys Park and all them motherfuckers over there watching Dr. Rock. And when I got on the turntables on the KNON side, everybody left from Dr. Rock's side of the park because he was at K104. Everybody left that side of the park and came on my side of the park.
Dr. Rock was from the time me and him in love. When we were in high school, they came through with that power with Josh Scratch with they came through with Rodney O, Joe Cooley. Who else was that? Heavy Love.
Nemesis.
Who? Nemesis? Who else? Nemesis. Man, they came through. I thought Dr. Dre was with back then, wasn't he?
Nemesis, Ron C. And,
he had a girl group that were rapping. I think that was Erykah Badu and them back then. It was a girl group. What was that girl group name?
Man, I had to come out. I told Dallas before when I was down there when I was younger.
Boy, we sent Dr. Rock so many demos. Said, that motherfucker come on the crack.
I told Dr. Rock ass up. And him and Earthquake. I don't know if y'all know who Earthquake is. Earthquake, he's the Vanilla Ice DJ.
Yeah, I remember Earthquake.
Oh, I told all they ass up. I was running through Texas
they
like the bad diarrhea.
I'm Dr. Rock on Facebook.
That nigga so mad at me, boy, when I left Texas. Oh, my God. I'm telling you. Hey, look, I found myself, man. True West Radio, we've been talking too goddamn much. Let's play a couple of songs. I got to play one of my favorite fucking songs ever. It ain't me, it's my nigga Kendrick Lamar. I love this fucking song, man. True West Radio, give me a call, 323-642-1597. Bad Monday, we in this, God.
Me and my niggas tryna get it, ya bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Hit that house, yeah, tell me is you with it, ya bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Home invasion, what's persuasive?
What's persuasive?
From 9 to 5, I know it's taking, ya bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Dreams,
yeah,
bitch, of living life like rappers do.
Like rappers do, like rappers.
Back when condom rappers wasn't cool.
They wasn't cool, they wasn't.
I fucked Shireen and went to tell my bros.
Tell my bros, tell my
then bros. Then Usher Raymond, Let It Burn came on.
Let Burn came on, Let Burn came on.
I start selling, not try rhyming, yeah bitch, yeah bitch. Park the car, then we start rhyming, yeah bitch, yeah bitch. The only thing we had to free our mind,
free our mind.
Then freeze that verse when we see dollar signs.
See dollar signs.
You looking like an easy come up, yeah bitch,
yeah bitch.
A silver spoon, I know you come from, yeah bitch,
yeah bitch.
And that's a lifestyle that we never knew,
we never knew.
Go at a rabbit for the revenue.
It go Halle Berry or hallelujah. Pick your poison, tell me what you do. Everybody go respect the shooter, but the one in front of the gun lives forever.
The one in front of the gun forever.
And I've been hustling all day, this the way, that away. Through canals and alleyways, just to say, money trees is the perfect place to shade. And that's just how I feel.
Churches with Pirelli skirting.
Pirelli skirting.
Gang signs out the window, yeah bitch.
Yeah bitch.
Hoping all of them offend you, yeah bitch.
Yeah bitch.
They say your hood is a pot of gold.
A pot of gold. Pot of gold.
And we go crash it when nobody's
it's
home.
Halle Berry or hallelujah. Pick your poison, tell me what you do. Everybody go respect the shooter, but the one in front of the gun lives forever. And I've been hustling all day, this the way, that away. Through canals and alleyways, just to say, money trees is the perfect place to shade. And that's just how I feel. Nah, $8 just fuck your main bitch. That's just how I feel. Nah, $8 they fuck the niggas that you came with. That's just how I feel.
Up in them projects where them niggas pick your pockets. Santa Claus don't miss them stockings. Liquor spilling, pistols popping, baking soda, y'all are whipping. Ain't no turkey on Thanksgiving. My homeboy just domed a nigga. I just hope the Lord forgive him. Pots with cocaine residue. Every day I'm hustling. What else is a thug to do when you eat cheese from the government? Gotta put five for my dog and them. Get the fuck up out my way, bitch. Got that drum and I got them bands just like a parade, bitch. Drop that work up in the bushes. Hope them boys don't see my stash. If they do tell the truth, it's the last time you might see my ass. From the gardens where the grass ain't cut, them serpents lurking blood. Bitches selling pussy, niggas selling drugs, but it's all good. Broken promises, still your watch and tell you what time it is. Take your J's and tell you to kick it where a falaka is. In the streets with a heater under my dungarees. Dreams of me getting shaded under a money tree.
Halle Berry or hallelujah. Pick your poison, tell me what you do. Everybody go respect the shooter, but the one in front of the gun lives forever.
The one in front of the gun forever.
And I've been hustling all day, this the way, that away. Through canals and alleyways, just to say, money trees is the perfect place to shade. And that's just how I feel.
Just bring my car back, man. I called in for another appointment. I figured you weren't going to be back here on time anyway. Look,
Yes. I just want to get out the house, man. This man is on one. He's feeling good. And a motherfucker. Shit, I'm trying to get my thing going, too. I'm going to Maryland house. Just bring my car back. Shit, he made it. He's feeling good. Look, listen to him.
Got a big old fat ass. Girl, I want your body. I want your body because of that big old fat ass.
See, he has hell. Shit, he ain't even tripping off them dominoes no more. Just bring the car back.
Did somebody say domino?
This goddamn song won't play. Play the fucking song, you bastard.
No water in here.
Let me clear this up. A threesome and two girls and one guy. Now I am the star of my own family.
bouncing off the bouncer, two stepping on the table. Now everybody ain't able to style low. DL 206 stress code.
When we walked in, I see baby and her friends. I see all my player partners on the floor getting it in. Do your two step if you're feeling fresh to death. I got my weed, I got my liquor. It's the weekend in the West.
About to be tonight. Girl, you're looking good and your body's looking tight. Gotta get you to the high. I know what you like. Wanna flash, wanna taste it. Gotta get a bite. Wind cause the top's down. About to do it in the pool like a fool now. Like a trampoline going up. And when she come down, face low, her back up.
She got that wet red snapper, you can't pass it up.
Cause once you hit that, you come back, can't get enough. Ayy, G5 on flight. About to hit the
all night.
This girl doing big things in my life. That's the kind of stuff that I like. Dinner's on you. I'm about to eat this food. Your boy's all in the mood. So girl, what you gonna do?
Tonight, tonight.
Girl, you're looking good and your body's looking tight. Gotta get you to the high. I know what you like. Wanna touch, wanna taste it. Gotta get a bite.
Get a bite.
It's like 6 in the morning, I'm trying to keep going. The way she doing tricks, got the crowd really going. Till you have one of these little homie, you ain't knowing. Cause she rocked your boy like the waves in the ocean. Rolling it, backing it up.
Baby got the bag.
Call it a dump truck.
She got that wet red snapper, you can't pass it up.
Cause once you hit that, you'll come back, can't get enough. Ayy, G5 on flight. About to hit the
all night.
Girl doing big things in my life. That's the kind of stuff that I like. Dinner's on you. I'm about to eat this food. Your boy's all in the mood. So girl, what you gonna do?
Myself, man, I ain't no trip today. I'ma take the day off, shut shop and shake the spot. So what the fuck I wanna do? Spin wops up down the block. Swerve, dip, swerve, it don't stop. I'm spinning up G, still holding the top. A nigga headed to the city, smoking Bombay in a G-way. Dip, swerve, 110 freeway. It's a little tricky when you're rolling up a 50, trying to stay in your lane, doing 50 over 60. Big roller 50, looking out for the 50s. Look around, all clear, buff, buff, Mississippi. Gotta hit the show, cause the show got at the titties. Tryna find me a pretty down the zoo to do my ditty. Don't like the ditty, county bitches acting shitty. So I kick them through the dirt when I bounce. I'm swerving and dipping today. Don't have to hide, come outside. Nigga, I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. Don't want to be this small cheese. Nigga, I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. I got to try to see the front. young three deaf things out here, see a broke bitch, but they always talk. They talking shit to a nigga on that bigger thing, but when they broke back in your face, like slide a bitch up. Like Stevie Wonder, bitch, nothing but nothing. Bitch, don't wanna work, fucking hustle, bitch. Or you can sit around and struggle, bitch. Don't call me jumping like a drum, bitch. Instead of out there buying clothes and shit, take your money, flip, 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 make a flip, and maybe back to me to swerve. I'm swerving and dipping today. Don't have to hide, come outside, nigga. I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. Don't want your needs to fall cheap, nigga. I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. Step no, gonna swerve and dip at least once a week. Doing like that Luther song said, nigga. Creep, 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 creep. While other niggas at the house asleep, I'm making rounds, staying down, trying to make these ends meet. But today I put the hustle on hold to hit corner, swerve, dip, and roll. Used to love homies out by the house, but now that I don't, these motherfuckers wanna stay. I'm gone, some people say that the death be tripping. No hanging out no more, I'm so low when I'm swerving and dipping. Shit, I do motherfuckers be producing all the drink I used to buy on my weed, they were getting here. So now I only kill my reels, I make the fake niggas shake, think I didn't. Yeah, fucked around with eight broke ass niggas, you be the ninth while you bullshit. I'm swerving and dipping today, don't have to hide, come outside, nigga, I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. Don't want you to eat this small cheese, nigga. I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. Don't have to hide, come outside, nigga. I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. Don't want you to eat this small cheese, nigga. I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today.
West sir, this is Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
Welcome, welcome to the True True. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome to the True. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the True. West, nigga. It's that True West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we sweet pea. Gorilla Soldier. Oh, shit, the big homie, Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K-9. And yeah, we got the homie came fine. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga, yeah, yeah, ooh-wee, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that True West.
Lamborghini Mercy. Yo,
hip hop list. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right here.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio, what the fuck is up? We back. West Coast Wednesday. If y'all online, give us a call. 323-642-5097. We want to hear from you. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, let me see. Now, I got Foxy on there twice. I don't know how that happened, but we want to hear. Mr. Edware, Good Ali. Sexy Red, motherfucker, DJ M Love.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm giving everybody a clap. Go to the doctor in the morning.
Three days later, go to the doctor.
Go to the doctor.
I used to be a medicine motherfucker. Especially when I knew a nigga was finna go get the claps.
Hey, I try to give everybody the claps every time I get a chance.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give y'all some more claps. Everybody go get checked out in the morning, you know what I'm saying?
I got too many bottles, so I'm big if anybody needs some.
Shit, it's cold out here, man. What the fuck is going on? Y'all taking out weather. I bet you it was hot as shit out there.
It's
y'all
like
got tornadoes 40, and shit.
It's like 42 degrees down here.
That ain't hot at all. That's cold. I think we higher than 42. I think we like 45. But you know what I'm saying? I'm like an iguana. I need some hot air a little bit. This shit too cold for me. I can't say that because I love the cold because I could always put on enough clothes to keep myself warm.
Yeah.
But it's 36 degrees down here in Dallas, so it's cold.
I got on these jeans and they got them. They ripped like by the knees and shit. So I can't see how a woman can wear a dress because it goddamn my kneecap cold in the motherfucker. I just went outside and that goddamn cold air went right up my balls. That shit ain't cool. I got them holes, them ripped jeans on. And that goddamn cold air, that shit just went right through my damn pants leg and right up to the goddamn jewels. And that shit didn't feel good. Next time I wear these motherfuckers, I'm gonna have to put something under them. Trying to be all hip with the time and shit. I got on some ripped jeans and making my balls cold. That ain't good. At least not this time of year. But you know what's crazy? I used to go to the club when it was cold as hell. And them women used to be out there sexy as hell, freezing their ass off. I'm like, yeah, I know you want to be sexy, but it's cold out here, nigga. I got on a coat. You ain't got no coat on. You got on a little bitty ass dress. I don't understand. Can y'all women explain that to me?
What we gonna explain?
I'm trying to see if y'all knew what they did. I mean, hell, it'd be cold as hell.
I can't judge on what people wear. I'm a dress for the weather.
So you never did that.
My mom always told me to use the imagination. That's what I was taught. But I can get my sexy on too. But it still could be discreet. So I don't know.
So you never been in the cold just dressed sexy as hell, freezing your ass off just to be sexy?
Have I ever been in the cold freezing?
Have you ever did it before, period?
Talking about being outside?
Yeah.
Naked?
not naked, man. Have you ever went somewhere and you froze your ass off just because you look sexy?
I mean, it's going to be y'all, but I'm going to see where I get it to. I don't know. I'm sexy anyway, so that's how I do that. I'm sexy everywhere I go.
Y'all went to the club one time, and y'all didn't even take no coat or nothing. You was just sexy, and you went inside the damn club looking sexy, but you froze your ass off outside. Then after y'all left the club, you was motherfucking freezing like a motherfucker. So y'all
not me. I'm going to be dressed. Nope. Mm-mm. I'm going to have my mink on and everything.
If it's cold outside, I'm going to have my jacket on. I take my jacket in. I don't got to be freezing in a line. I'm going to be have my ears and head because I don't want to be sick. So you can't be looking. And then when I get in the club, I'm going to look sexy. I'm going to be sexy outside the club in my jacket.
All right. I bet you it was a time when y'all motherfuckers went to that damn club and y'all didn't have y'all jacket, but y'all wanted to be sexy and it was cold. I bet y'all. I ain't got no proof. You know what I'm saying, but I ain't got no proof, but I bet you it's been a time when y'all was just looking too goddamn cute to wear, you didn't want the jacket to obscure your outfit. So you just wish to sit up there and be cold as a motherfucker until you got in the club.
Yeah, I'm like that before, but I'm VIP. I'm violating my car, so I'm right at the door. So it's like a chill and go. It's not like standing in line, hell no.
I think you're worth it. One thing about us men, we ain't too sexy for our goddamn coat.
But when you're sexy, you just sexy. It don't matter what you got on.
You have to look cold, but you're switching ass different.
So what you tell them, when you just sexy, it don't matter what you got on, you sexy anyway.
Right on.
So sexy it
hurt.
Got their freezing their ass off with a little bitty ass skirt on.
Put the motherfucker head like it's stuck up. Quit your ass.
Oh my God.
When you get on that Thunderbird, you don't need no coat. You're drinking that Thunderbird.
Hello. Hello.
I guess I just need to make it rich. That's all I'm out there like this. I got the message I got when I was amazing.
I didn't say get on that Thunderbird. You don't need no coat. Oh my God. That's just
crazy. Hey, many times we drink that Thunderbird in wintertime. We mix it with some Kool-Aid. I thought I said overload.
He said the Thunderbird.
MD 2020. Yeah. Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Now you're talking.
We had the 8-ball, the hurricane.
And Cisco.
Cisco.
Oh, no.
I fell out the bed many times in Cisco.
Oh, no, not that.
That 2-liter purple passion. Y'all remember that purple passion and the 2-liter?
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Made by Everclear.
Oh, Lord.
You had the money. That y'all purple
give
passion
me a headache. Y'all give me a headache thinking about all that shit.
We about to case the thing that our purple pants by Everclear went straight to Galveston Beach. We spent it down the beach by 2 days. We stayed at the beach by 2 days. Y'all on the motherfucker 2 liters.
Hey, that
Jack in a box and 2-liter purple passes. We had a little Jack in a box by 2 days.
You pour that summer gun
get
in that punch bowl.
Get
that wine punch. Get that wine punch and you mix it with that orange pineapple juice and then pour that purple passion in there.
Oh,
boy,
I ain't never tried it like that.
Nigga,
dude, I might
I
try
remember
that
I was off that. I was off that Mad Dog, and I was about to jump out the window, nigga, on the Mad Dog.
Oh boy, the Mad Dog is my friend.
Oh my God, bro! Every Saturday things, we used to call them publishing. We'd fuck around and we'd go and get this this suite at a place called a Snooty Fox, big ass room. And we used to have a party in that motherfucker all the time. So every time we had a party, they would always buy me a gang of Mad Dogs because 9 times out of 10, I was going to get them niggas some, you know, some coots. You know what I'm saying? So they would always be like, get scratch some Mad Dog, get scratch some Mad Dog. So it was these three girls, and they was walking, and I was hollering them out the window. Trust me, I had like 2 Mad Dogs. And then they was like, well, come on down here. I didn't want to walk all the way around and go down the stairs. I was about to go and jump on the damn tree and climb down the tree.
It'll do it. Won't it do it? And they say, won't it do it?
And right when I was about to jump, my brother grabbed me and pulled me back in like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you about to kill your dumb ass self. I say, I was about to get that brand. I was going to go to the other brand. And then I was going to go down the tree. I'd have been cool. No.
Hey, that Mad Dog, hey, you chasing cars. Well, we try to outrun cars. Get on that Mad Dog.
Oh, my
come
God.
Come on, get in the car. I
was going out to Cisco one night, and we went to the buffet called Shoney's Inn Buffet. And I went there and got them cheese grits with the eggs. And I laid my whole head down into the plate, man. I had cheese grits and eggs out of my asshole. The lady come to clean the table up, shaking me, waking me up, then got the big old towel, wiping my face off. Still had eggs and cheese grits out of my asshole. I'm looking around, I don't know where the hell I was at.
Hey,
what you were drinking?
Hey.
That Cisco.
Cisco.
Had that Cisco berry.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, that was the best one. That was the best one. The barrel
had that
because you couldn't taste the alcohol. You couldn't taste alcohol in it.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, people on you.
We,
yeah, that barrel with a bunch of Cisco.
My uncle died, and we was like, well, fuck. So we was all together, me and my brothers and my cousins and shit, and we went in the store when Cisco first came out. So we were like, all right, well, we ain't getting ready to get no beer. Let's try this Cisco shit out. Oh, my God. We got all them. We had the purple ones, the gold with the big bottles. Oh, my God. That was the worst shit ever. My cousin was like, I'm going on, cuz. And I woke up the next morning. We were so fucked up and hungover off of them goddamn discos. I look out the door, and this nigga truck still parked across the street. I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm thinking something wrong. I go over there, this motherfucker done threw up all over his goddamn car off them discos, nigga. He threw up all over the pedals, and he was passed the fuck out. I thought the nigga was dead. This was the first, when Cisco first came out, we was all fucked up. Because we were like, oh,
do
this
shit ain't
making it.
Yeah,
they still
I heard
that.
You.
I
ain't
seen
that. Y'all go back to some time when old Cisco is, oh, Lord,
I
heard that. C-2020
Banana Red.
Y'all was drinking that motherfucking Night Train.
Oh, Night Train.
But when I had Cisco, that little ugly bottle of Cisco,
yeah.
And that MD-2020 Banana Red, and I get some Thunderbird and mix some Kool-Aid packages in it, and get some Charlie Rash and some pickles. You was a shit.
None of that shit. I don't give a damn. Nothing could fuck with that goddamn disco. They couldn't fuck with that. And that goddamn Mad Dog.
Did y'all ever drink that Zima?
Did any of y'all drink that Zima?
Oh, yeah. Zima was nasty, but it fucked you up, too.
I used to drink it at school. Zima. See, they thought it was a damn, they thought it was just a regular bottle of water.
Don't
they thought Zima was a bottle of water. I get that 22 ounce and drank
that's
it at school.
Kentucky Deluxe,
like
killing
me. Say like a Sprite.
A Kentucky Deluxe.
Oh,
yeah, Kentucky Deluxe.
Nigga, I don't fuck with none of that. You know what? Just in a matter of good sake, and I'm gonna see if them motherfuckers got a goddamn Cisco at the store. I'm gonna buy one.
They got Night Train down there. They got Night Train still.
They got Night Train, Thunder Chicken. They got the Thunder Chicken. Oh well.
What's Thunderbird? TC something. It's made by Thunderbird.
Yeah.
TC. And what would they call it? TC something.
Wildlife is Road.
Don't know that damn Remy Martin.
Well,
that Remy Martin's smooth, but it'll creep up on you. That Remy Martin.
Yeah.
Strawberries he uses.
Wildlife is Road. I'm going to go. If they got them motherfuckers, I'm gonna put that shit right on my Facebook tomorrow. I'm gonna go buy one of them motherfuckers. If they got a disco, we call it disco, cause your ass will be somewhere else, nigga. Like you dancing at the club type of shit. I'm saying,
that.
Nigga. If they got a disco, a Thunder Chicken, or if they got a Night Train, I'm gonna go buy one tomorrow and take a picture.
What is this?
You behind now. What you mean, what is it? Is it over there? Over there. You always hiding now. It was in my trunk.
Look, my daughter got him going off on me with perfume.
Hey, have you heard? Brand new drink called Thunderbird. Hallelujah.
Hey, you can drink that hot or cold. It'll still do you. Hot or cold, it'll still do you.
Yeah,
we need to put some lemon juice or some pineapple juice in that motherfucker or some Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid, what we did, we go to basketball game on.
If they got some of that shit, I'm gonna get one tomorrow, nigga, and take a picture. I can drink one of them motherfuckers right now. Yeah, I'm about to go to the store after the show anyway. Shit. I might be on that motherfucker tonight. Hell yeah.
$3.75 a bottle. $5 in the hood. $3.75 at the store.
Well, you gotta get
you wanna get fucked
know.
Up. $4.
You get the little bottle or the big bottle. That's what it is.
I get the big bottle.
Yeah. I need one of them motherfuckers right now. I feel like I'm back in the hood again. Back in the hood again.
Y'all pull the old spirits out, man. You got to pull out the old spirit. That's the old spirit. That Thunderbird. You say it on the bottle. Spirit. Apple wine spirit.
I don't know, man. I can't do that. I ain't trying to go back there. I fuck around and drunk one of them motherfuckers and be there and try to go rob somebody and don't even know I'm trying to rob somebody.
Right.
God damn it, I don't know what happened. I drunk this Thunderbird, and then all of a sudden I'm in jail. What the fuck happened? Oh, you don't remember? You drunk the Thunderbird, I guess.
MD 2020
you went to try to rob somebody. Huh?
No, I said that MD 2020 Gold is the newest one. It's got that pineapple.
I'm not. Hey, you know what? That Mad Dog 2020 ain't nothing but sin juice.
It say bling bling on the bottle.
Oh,
bling
no.
bling 2020 gold. I had one two about 4 weeks ago.
Mm-mm. I'm gonna have to just lock myself in the bedroom if I drink one of them motherfuckers. Mm-mm.
We went across the county line. It took us about 2 hours to get back to the house. We drank the whole thing before we got back to. I hope 15 miles from the liquor store. It got damn, it took us 2 hours to get back in the town.
That's what I used to hate
we
about Dallas.
We started pouring right when we got in the car. Pulling on that cup. We drinking that motherfucker. We rushed down there and eased back.
Yeah.
That's what I hated about Dallas. I was in, I forgot what city I was in, but it was a dry county. And we had to go all the way across this fucking bridge.
That's up.
That got to be South Dallas.
You cross the river, the long bridge,
you probably going down, see the crest going that way, down Morrell. That's that bridge.
Because when I was out there, they said, if you ever get lost, all you got to do is go on Loop 12. You might have to go a long-ass way around Loop 12.
But you're going to find your way back to the house. Yep, you're
going to
find your way back to the house on Loop 12 or 45.
That's
right. That's the way.
And we got on this. It was a long-ass fucking bridge. We went down that bridge, and that's where the liquor store was at the end of the bridge.
Was it Cherry?
I don't know. I can't remember. But I know it was a long-ass bridge. And you know, if the police was around, the motherfuckers on the other side of the bridge would be flashing their light and let you know it's police coming.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is down here.
I was like,
that sounds like a
downside stuff
for you.
We had to go all the way on the other side of town, across a bridge to get some fucking drink.
Hello. Welcome to the woods. Across the Red River. It ain't that long, though. The bridge ain't that long. You been across that motherfucker. You see the lights from looking stuff time you cross. You know, your hands can be flying.
Oh, no.
Interstate 30 on the other side, so you see everybody going flying on Interstate 30. They doing my 80
miles.
You doing 45 on the other side.
I said, I got to go home. I can't be out here like that. Fuck that.
Man, you enjoy it, man. Seeing that river. That river just flowing so pretty. The Red River is so ancient and pretty. You love it, man. And then you get you some, they got the fish hot cooking in there. The liquor store, the fish cooking and the alligator bites. And you got chicken on the stick. You'll like it, man.
And then you gonna come back with red dirt in your car.
At the liquor store, it's pavement out there. And, I mean, you on Interstate 30, but you can sit there and eat. You can sit there and eat a good meal, drink you some beer, and then me get on, you know, goddamn get across that bridge back at the house. I said, we got to tell we got that over up there 2020. So what happened?
Y'all country folks handle that. I'm good.
Oh, you talking about that? I ain't gotta go
30 miles to get no goddamn beer.
No, 15. Oh, we got a bootlegger though. This the last bootleg world down here.
They cost twice as much.
No, we can get a damn liter of stick bumpy face gin at $10. You pay $20 for a gallon. $20 for a gallon.
Hey,
I pay $25 for a gallon of gin.
check this out, man. We got 50 seconds left, man. I know y'all probably ain't going to make it. 323-642-1597, West Coast Wednesday. You got about 40 seconds to call. Give us a call for the after hour because I'm trying to figure out what the fuck. I think I want to give me some fun. Hey, have you heard? Brand new drink called Thunderbird. Give us a call. Well, all right, I'm good. We only got 20 seconds left, man. But we on some half hour.
You get your pocket moonshine at $6. Get your little pocket moonshine. That'll get you through the day.
Fuck yeah. To West Radio, we out. We see you on Friday. Yay, yay. You know what I'm saying? We here, we out.
Yeah.
Man, I got so much moonshine in this motherfucker, bro.
What?
I got moonshine like I ain't even touched it. That shit just been sitting.
You got that clear and brown.
I got clear and brown.
Have you mixed them before?
Nope.
You ought to mix them, man. Go crazy.
That motherfucker been, that shit been sitting in my studio for like a year or two. Both
oh, that's the best kind. That's the best kind, man. When it's sit.
Yeah, that motherfucker.
You get it right and come out to steal, it'll be all right. But when you let that moonshine sit, boy, you woo, damn near taste that corn in. Woo.
Man, that motherfucker been, they been sitting. I haven't even opened them. You know,
man,
you know
some
when it
moonshine sit, moonshine sit for years, big girl. They been like moonshine sit for years.
On it. You got to see if it got that flame on it.
If it got that
look,
blue flame, it's good.
I'm gonna tell you what's real, my nigga. When it was like in the summertime, you know they in the motherfucking mason jars, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could hear them goddamn. You could hear the goddamn tops popping. It'd be like pop.
Spanning.
I'm like, what the fuck is that? Come to find
man,
out,
send
it's
me a bottle,
moonshine.
Man.
Huh?
Send me one of them jars, man. Send me a jar down here. Let me tell you.
The jars be popping like a motherfucker, bro. I'm going, what the fuck is that? And then I'm like, it's the fucking moonshine bottle. It be so hot in this motherfucker, the motherfucker be popping. Boop. You know how the
ooh,
top of the bottle.
Brown and clear. I put a little
brown
fire in it, though. That shit might eat up my, it might goddamn. Drop my inside. I had to put a little Sprite with
it. That motherfucker, they got. I got brown clear, and I got something like with peach in that motherfucker.
Hmm. And they handcrafted or they machine craft?
No, they handcrafted.
Woo! I'd like to try some California moonshine, boy. I ain't never had no California moonshine.
Oh, my God, bro.
Woo!
I open them motherfuckers up every so often and smell them. Oh, my God, bro.
Shit, the best shine come from Emmett and Washington, Arkansas, besides up there in Kentucky Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, I try to tell them. We got the moonshine coast on South Carolina.
Virginia,
they
man, Virginia. Virginia had the tightest shit, nigga.
No, it started off in Kentucky. That's where the original shine come from.
Yeah, I know. But the shit from Virginia, this nigga Scotty, you know, Scotty, he was born in Virginia. He go to Virginia. And that's where I got the clear from. That motherfucker, come out here. Yeah, man, get this move, Sean. Nigga, that shit was so hot, nigga. You can't, I don't know, bro. You know, if you ever had Everclear, Everclear is hot as fuck.
Yeah, I'm submitted all last year.
Yeah, Everclear hot than a motherfucker. I'm talking about, nigga. It's like you drinking rubbing alcohol, nigga.
Yeah. When the COVID came in, when that came in, that's all I was buying, Everclear. I wouldn't buy no other drink but Everclear. I wouldn't even drink no beer, nothing. Everclear. Straight.
Yeah, that shit is. But, see, that's the way this moonshine is, though, bro. this moonshine is like, I don't know. That shit is like, it's just as hot as Everclear.
Everclear water down that moonshine is straight real.
Oh yeah, that's it, nigga. It got the seeds at the bottom of the damn thing.
Man, go on, send me a little shot down here in a pimento jar. Send me a shot down with a pimento jar.
Hey, this motherfucker will take that shit. They'll take that shit and keep it for themselves. They're like, damn, booty, you ain't get your shit yet. Somebody fucked up. The goddamn border patrol or somebody.
I think he's mail alcohol. They be sending people wine and shit all the time. They got special boxes for it.
Yeah, I'm scared to drink this shit, nigga. I got three different kinds of fucking moonshine. Then my wife got these little drawers. And I was like, dang, a little George, a fucking moonshine. I'm like, we ain't gonna never drink this shit. This shit is hot, bro. This shit is hot. Oh, man.
Well, what your boy Boss Player got going on? He asking for help every day.
Oh, he asking for help still?
Not me. I haven't told him that. He is on Facebook.
Oh.
Can someone help me right now, please? Urgent matter. Really do. Every day, he got something. I'm just like,
I don't know.
It's tight everywhere, man. Ain't no telling what's going on. Mm-hmm. Everybody going through something.
I say, take the red sign and now I got four more. I love you guys.
I love you.
I love you too, Texas.
Right there. Yeah, but that I don't know. I don't even acknowledge that shit. Motherfucker probably just need a drink or a pack of cigarettes.
Shit. Yeah, should be a grown man like we a grown man, right?
Right. Yeah, I ain't even. Mm-hmm.
Got to get it.
I don't even acknowledge that shit. I didn't see nothing anyway.
Yeah, I got a 5-song project for 1100. When I get it done, I'm gonna start on it tomorrow, and I have it done probably Friday. Well, man, paying me $1,100 for 5 tracks. Five tracks on the website.
That's what's up. Man, shit, I got it. Hell no, these motherfuckers keep on asking me for tracks and all that shit. I'm going to send them the tracks, but what I'm going to do is, you know, like my son, he always got his moniker, and there go, E.O. Gates, when it started. I was like, dude, I could still steal your track if I wanted it. Even though he just give it to me anyway, but. So I told him, I said, you know what I'm going to do when I get these niggas tracks, before they pay for them, I'm just going to put a flat line all the way through the goddamn song. So they can hear the song, but you're going to hear all the way through that shit. Now when you pay for the track, then I'll take the goddamn flat line out. Oh, shit!
Dude, that's your Lakers.
I'm watching the Lakers on one TV, and I'm watching the Golden State and what was that? Golden State and Memphis on another TV. I was out there and
Golden State. Warriors.
Golden State, motherfucker, dunked on that nigga.
Time to go to it now.
Yeah, I got the Lakers on a whole nother. Another TV.
They pulled it off against the Grizzlies the other night, boy. Y'all got lucky.
Oh, yeah, that shit was tight.
And I was watching goddamn Shannon Sharp, boy. He got up and whooped the whole team.
Yeah, I saw that.
I was like, man, they made a mistake, man. His manager like, man, you can't hold LeBron. You too small. He F your mama or whatever.
Yeah, the Lakers is playing San Antonio. They're playing San Antonio, and then Golden State is playing Memphis. Cause that little motherfucker John Morant is fucking crazy, bro.
He's reminds me of Allen Iverson all over again.
Yeah, that's what I told my niggas. I'm like, dude, that it's like nigga Duncan Iverson though. Iverson wasn't dunking like that.
Well, Iverson, he was a 3-point. He draw 3 points when he go to the hole, cause that joker would sit up there and hold the ball, and Morant just wants to sell, but Morant gonna hurt himself one day.
More that nigga worry, be climbing on 7-footers, bro.
Huh?
He climb up on 7-footers, bro.
Right, but he gonna climb up on the wrong one and come down and hurt himself.
Yeah, because that nigga Charles Barkley said, knock his little ass down. He said, if I was in there and he come up there trying to dunk on me, I'll be the last motherfucker that he dunk on.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Man, did you ever go and look at that True West website?
Yeah, you remember I looked at it with you.
Oh, okay.
When I was on the phone with
I gotta change all of that shit. I just need 30 seconds to do this shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get started on this, when he sent me all the stuff for the website, he said he's going to try to cash out me between tomorrow and Friday. All 11. I said, shit, if he do that, I'm buying that mixer right out top.
What mixer?
By that pre-Sony's Studio Live mixer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's $1,300, so you got the digital faders and stuff like that, so you do all your stuff, your faders are moved by themselves and stuff, so.
Oh, yeah, My boy do that shit. That shit move all up. As soon as you turn that motherfucker up, all the faders just fly the fuck up.
Oh, yours?
Yeah, I got an M audio though.
You just got the controller. You don't got the board. You got just a controller.
No, I got the board. It's an M audio. It's a Project Mix.
Yeah, but I'm saying they don't have no audio interfaces in it.
Yeah, it is. It's the interface. That's how I run my Pro Tools.
Yeah, you plug keyboards up into it.
Yeah, I could.
I didn't know it had no what to call it. I thought that just had just a controller. Or you plug it into the USB and it just controls your software.
No, that motherfucker got the MIDI in there and everything.
But I know it's got the MIDI, but I'm talking about the actual where you can plug a guitar into it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's eight tracks, but then you could actually flip it to 32 tracks. So you could use 8, and then you push the B side, then it'll go to 8 more, then you hit the C side, then it'll go 8 more.
Yeah, I know about the different banks. You got the different banks of 8.
Yeah.
But I didn't never know.
That motherfucker move by itself. All that shit is, you know what I'm saying, the flying faders.
Yeah, I seen that, but I didn't know that was what you call no audio interface where you can plug keyboards and drum machines and guitars in there. I just thought it was just a controller, and then it's got the little scribble on there. You can type in track one or whatever that is, guitar or whatever.
Yeah, you can only plug in, like, you know, 8 things at a time, you know what I'm saying? Then it's only 4 because if you go on stereo. Yeah, but that motherfucker, them faders be flying like a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get to see. If I go record somebody live, I can take my laptop and take that and plug the band in straight off into the board and track a live band live because they got a lot of people down here be playing at the beach and stuff. I'm like, oh, you can play us live? Or y'all playing an hour set. I'll come up there and I record y'all live. Y'all give me like 200 and I'll record you live. For the whole what you call, got the, you know, my effects to be in the computer, so I can just dial the effects on, and you don't have to touch it with the computer. You just touch the board and cut the effects on and off. And you can select them and all that stuff. So that's what I was just laying that out.
I actually got two of them. You know what I'm saying? I got two of them. My cousin just got the other one. They was both linked together.
Yeah, they got that. One's got an expander. I think that's got an expander on it, too. You can expand it like so many. Yeah, you can see that way back in the day when they had it. And I was just like, you know, cause I was looking at, like, all them damn Mackie digital boards that I started looking at later on. So I was like, them things were too high. So I was like, And then, like, the Mackie SRX24, they was like, $8.99, 32 channel board, but that was all analog, and I was like, I like them flying faders, so
yeah,
now
that's
we got to the opportunity with this, and he called me today, he called me.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I'm trying to put this Native Instant complete. I got to sit up there and try to unzip everything, man, so I can run it. And I've been so tied up with doing all that other stuff. And then I'm finally going to get time. Like I told him, I'm trying to get time on top of that because I got to do this girl. Told her I charge her $50 to sit up there and send her stuff to the college radio. I said, I normally charge $100, but I said, I charge $50 to email it to all the college radio stations. So he's going to pay me for that, man. Oh, boy, he wants that website and five tracks. So he said he'll send me all 1,100. I was like, shit, boy. You get a blessing after blessing.
No, I need one of them motherfuckers right now. Shit.
But I caught one when she goddamn had me master 13 tracks the other day. I was like, shit, I didn't know that was going to even pop up. And she just said, well, Cash App and the rest. I'm Cash App and the rest. Cash App me three times. I like, bet. Yeah, the money's there. She said, don't worry about money. I got money. You charge me what you normally. I said, no. I said, you spending like that. I say, I'm giving you a deal. I'm charging you $50 for the to do the college what you call. I said, I'm not going to charge you the whole $100. I said, hell, you didn't spend all that with me in 1 week. I said, I can take $50. It ain't going to take me but, you know, a few hours to email all the radio stations. So, hell, I'm off Thursday, so it ain't going to hurt me.
Well, God damn it. Send something to her to me so I can take her money. Shit, I'll take her. Yeah.
Well, man, I'm trying to, but I'm trying not to step on her producer's toe because he done got mad because I went and mastered the project. And he's like, oh, master don't do nothing. Master don't do nothing. And he just in his feelings because she done went to me for math. But it was just a deal. She was started talking. I was like, well, I'm putting these songs on it, but they're too thin. They don't sound crystal clear. And I'm going to put them on there, and then people are going to be like, man, I ain't getting my money's worth. So I showed her how I could master a song, and she was like, ooh, let me pay you for that. So I was like, okay. And then she like, I got three more I need done, and went from three to, so that made four to six to 10 to 13. So I was just like, shh, okay, bet. So I just turned around. I was like, well, now, because I had to put them on the website, I said, now your stuff it's loud and clear, master like it needs to be. It didn't start off like that.
Well, if they ain't mixed right, you can't master them right.
Right. They had mixes. Only one of them wasn't really mixed right. All the other ones are mixed right. They just didn't put no, either they didn't master it right or they didn't master it at all. But once I put my special secret sauce on there, then it was a whole nother ball game. Like I said, I dialed it in at Ozone 10 and let it do what it do, and it's the magic.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, that's what it does. Well, y'all, I'm about to ride up off this joint. I got to...
Yeah, go ahead, man. I know everybody about to ride out.
I got to make a couple moves and all that old goody old good stuff. Hell, if I don't call y'all later. I'll call y'all tomorrow.
Yeah, I got to get in this bed, be at the doctor's office at 9 o'clock. So hell.
Good night.
Yeah.
All right, good night.
So I'll let y'all later on.
Julia, you were still on the air?
Yeah, Julia was still here. She just left.
Oh, she might have been in the booth. All right, I'll talk with y'all tomorrow.
All right, bro. Love y'all, man. Talk to you later.
All right, love y'all too. Y'all
all right, yeah,
safe.
Yeah.
All right.